For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Are you getting to a point where you're sort of uncomfortable with the level of confidence that you're hearing, whether it's from fans, media, the team itself? Is there too much confidence? Because, Dibs, I don't know about you. 888-957-9570, by the way, our number. Feel free to hit us up. We'd love to talk Dubs basketball with you. When I listen to Coach Kerr tonight, I don't think he's braggadocious at all. Steve knows exactly how to handle a media situation and public commentary better than just about anybody I've ever talked to in my life. But you can sort of tell that we have quickly in this series arrived at a spot where the angst, the stress, the twisted up nature of a playoff series, I'm sorry, it's just absent. It's just not here. You couldn't hear it from Moses Moody earlier. You couldn't hear it from Steve Kerr. And I'm not telling you it's a sweep. What I'm telling you is, and I feel like you've had some numbers that say this today. Grandy, you had some numbers that say this today. The bottom line is this for the Golden State Warriors. They know exactly what they have to do. If they don't do it, they might lose a game or two. But if they do it, the Rockets don't have an answer. All they've got to do is don't turn the ball over. Don't let the Rockets turn this into fast break points. If you don't do that, they're not beating you 4 times. And it sounds to me like the Warriors are very privately aware of that with every single conversation we all have.
Right. They feel like they're the better team. And then they went out and they won game one in a game where they were up by 20+, and Steve even said that. I said, yeah, I had it as like a B or B minus, and he said, well, it was an A.
It was.
Up halfway through the third quarter, it was an A, and then we got a little sloppy with the ball, and we made some mistakes, and we allowed them to get back into it, and so that is kind of the way that happened. And he mentioned the turnovers, and in the 6 games this year where they had 20 or more turnovers, they were 0-6. And I know 20 is a lot. 2 of those games were against the Houston Rockets, where they had 20 or more turnovers and they lost the basketball game. So that's kind of why I was leading Steve to that answer when I said, what's the one thing? And he's right. It's turnovers. Jimmy's gotten them from being like 16 a game down to 14 a game, which is significant. And the offensive rebounds don't matter as much if you don't turn the ball over. And also what he said is, and you and I were talking about this before, like, a team that misses a lot of shots, there's going to be a lot of available rebounds.
Totally, and they're taller, so they're going to get some.
Right.
They're going to get some, but it's like, okay. You got to find a way to turn that into points. Listen, y'all missed this on Steiny and Goo today, and Evan was in for Goo. Moses Moody was on. Listen to this comment.
I think we can score better than them in the half court. Definitely. They bring a lot of pressure. So as long as we can control the ball, limit turnovers, when it comes down to it, I think we're a better team. So the more that we can use that and not let them just play fast and get out with, then I think it'll be better for us.
I'm like, the when it comes down to it, we're a better team.
Right.
Said the 7-seed role player after one game. Now, I'm not trying to turn that into bulletin board, because by the way, hashtag, he's right. Mm-hmm. He's right, but this is a very, I wonder if everyone catches this, this is a very rare occurrence in the NBA that you're going to get a playoff series that feels this way. I'm not going to call it in the bag or over or anything, but the feeling of this, particularly with a 7-2, which this just isn't, but even though that it is,
right.
But you're not going to get this kind of feeling, this kind of commentary after one basketball game, but you have it. Because the Warriors, I just think they have a very simple assignment here. Doesn't mean that they'll complete their assignment every time they play, but they have a very simple assignment. And if they do it, they're going to score more points than the Rockets every time. That's how I feel. So,
well, and the simple assignment is don't turn it over
don't be messy
a
with
ton.
The ball. Yeah.
And especially live ball turnovers where they can get out and they can run and get easy hoops. If you make it a half-court game and it comes into being a shooting contest, well, the Warriors will shoot better. And what Steve said about offensive rebounds is true. The Rockets missed 53 shots in that game. They missed 53 of their 87. And of the 53 available rebounds, the Warriors got 30 and they got 22. And, you know, the other rebounds either kick out of bounds, right, or, you know, whatever. It goes up and over the backboard, yeah, whatever happens. But you want to get a higher percentage of the available rebounds. But Steve's right. When you have a team that doesn't shoot it very well, there's going to be a lot of rebounds available, and they're very good at that.
888-957-9570. Love to hear from you. Gloria in the city. Hi, Gloria. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dibs and Willard. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I totally agree with Steve. Steve is a confident veteran coach. He knows his team. It was good to see our role players step up. And the moment wasn't too big. Moody played exceptional defense. And Pajinski, he plays as if he was I know he's not a rookie, but he played like a veteran, actually. The moment didn't scare him. I think the Rockets' defense is smothering. It's hard to watch at times, because I'm so afraid that they're going to lose the ball. But the Warriors showed their composure as a championship team, and that's what they have to continue to do. They're not going to out-rebound this team. So that's what the Rockets do well, because of their youth and their athleticism. So just continue to hit your shot, play with poise, and let Steph do what Steph does. And Jimmy, I'm so happy he's on our team now. Right. I'm confident that we're going to win this series and get some rest for who we face next. Thank you, gentlemen.
Gloria, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for calling, and I love the two words that she used, and they have some overlap, and for many in this case kind of mean the same thing. She used the word composure,
yep,
and she used the word poise.
That's what Steve was saying on the sideline.
That's it.
Poise, poise, poise.
Poise, yeah, exactly. That's all. That's it. And that's kind of like you heard another thing Steve said in our conversation where he goes, I just think playoff experience is such a big deal. There are times in sports where the word experience gets overused or kind of like you hang your hat on it too much. You know, if it's a one game situation or if it's baseball, which is kind of random with bloopers and Texas Leaguers and things like that. But it's so excessive in this series. It's so excessive. The Warriors' experience, championship pedigree, and know-how versus guys who are all playing in their first playoff game, I just thought it was wildly evident in that second quarter, and that's the kind of thing that's almost like speed. It just doesn't take a day off. Like you said it earlier, the Rockets just, you know, they haven't been out of the state yet. They haven't been on a trip yet.
Right.
Like they haven't gone to college yet. They got to go see the world. Before you know exactly, I mean, Steve said they know who they are. I'd almost kind of argue, not really. They are the prefrontal cortex of an 18-year-old. Not fully formed.
No, but I do think that, you know, whatever happens this year for them will be a great experience.
Yes.
And you and I were having the discussion earlier about young teams who go on a run. And I was thinking about the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2011, where they went to the Western Conference Finals with KD, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook, all who were under the age of 23. And as I did a, not a deep dive, but a shallow little wade into the water.
Let us know if Deep Dive Dibs is here again.
He's not.
Okay.
All I'm going to point out is that that very team that went to the Western Finals the year before was a playoff team. They lost in the first round.
Yep.
You had a rookie, and then I think Westbrook and KD were in their second year, and Harden was a rookie. Or, you know, those three all had a collective 2 years of experience. They went, they played seven, they lost, and then it was the next year where they went to the conference finals, and a couple years later they went to the actual NBA finals.
And do I have this right? Like, did Harden won it 1 year, right? All three of them have MVP awards.
I believe that's right.
All three of them have MVP awards. These guys are all going to the Hall of Fame.
And I'm not
going
to compare Jabari Smith, Şengün, and Jalen Green.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those three are not these three.
Exactly right. And, you know, look, I know everybody's got to go play a year either of college or overseas or whatever you want to do. But I also look at, you know, Westbrook, Harden, and KD, and I know they didn't play a ton of it. I think KD just 1 year at Texas, but these were also all, they were all college basketball players. They were all players that played at big time universities that went on tournament runs and all of that. So like their 22 might not be this 22. There's also a different skill set. You're looking at three players, and particularly Kevin Durant and James Harden, who are literally all-time ball handler scorer type players. Rockets don't have that guy.
Right.
They just don't. They don't have that guy. I don't even think a few more years of experience will do that. These Rockets, if you project them for another 2 to 3 years, really dangerous, but they still need another guy. They need an addition. They need
They need, you said yesterday, Cade Cunningham.
Kevin Durant. Or Kevin Durant.
Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even Ja Morant. Somebody who can just flat out get you a bucket.
Totally.
And I know he's not the great personality fit. Just before we go to the phones, the one thing, there's one common thread between that Oklahoma City Thunder team, the Baby Thunder and the Baby Rockets. You know what the common thread is?
What's that?
Jeff Green.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was on that team.
Jeff Green.
Was he allowed off the bench for that team?
Oh, he played a bunch.
Yeah, he did.
He was second on the team in minutes.
Was he? He was second?
In 2011, he played, I think, 37 minutes a game.
Damn.
And that same Jeff Green is now on the Baby Rockets.
Right. But not a baby.
No.
Which is why he's not allowed to play.
Well,
Let's go to Morgan in Morgan Hill. Hi, Morgan. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I just wanted to say that you guys are wonderful interviewers. I love the way you guys tag team with those questions. And not only that, sophisticated. Dibs, did I hear you say, how do you adjudicate the illegality of us?
I was just trying to flex on Steve with my state school education.
By the way, you guys know what that is, right, Morgan?
I think so. I think I do.
It's an adjudication sensation.
Okay, you got me there. But hey, right. You know, that was interesting. I have two meaningless comments.
We've got way more than that, but go ahead.
One, that was interesting to learn that when they send in clips of, you know, what they think are fouls, that they actually have to share it with the other team too. I didn't know that was the case, and that's interesting to know. So that's one. And then two, Willard, when you asked him that question about that anonymous player poll, about the underrated players, I was really hoping to hear a nice flowery kind of response from Steve Kerr about how they're not underrated, but he didn't really give it to us. But here's my theory about that poll and that question is that people voting for them as underrated are the same players who don't box out and who ball watch on offense and defense. And there's more of them in the NBA than we realize. But that's my theory. That's who's voting for Jimmy and Draymond as underrated.
Well,
anyhow, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
guys.
Morgan, thank you for making it. You may be onto something. I also like what you said earlier to Coach, which is that it feels like there's some haterade there. I think when people look, and we forget this, these athletes, they're human beings. And when they look at people like Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, who challenge people on the court all the time. Jimmy less so on the court. Jimmy's sort of more in the locker room and in the front office. They are controversial people. They're controversial people. And so I think that like you're prone, if you're an observer and you've never played with them before, you're prone to look at it from the outside and go, these guys are more trouble than they're worth. And that's kind of, for me, that's the definition of overrated. You're more trouble than you're worth. Like your name value is big, and obviously you're good at basketball, but you're not that great. And Steve said what I think is true. We know. They don't know. We know. Draymond Green might be the ultimate we know inside the organization. What all of you outside of the organization don't know. We know what he provides. And you and I have had this conversation with so many people who have played on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
On that team through the years. Other than Jordan Poole. Everybody who talks to us, who's played alongside Draymond Green, says he's a wonderful, wonderful teammate and a leader and the guy you need and big bro and all of that stuff. And actually, even Jordan Poole said that prior to their problem. So if that's the case, then clearly what's going on inside the building is a myth buster, because outside the building, people are like, that guy's a pain in the rear. Like, not the people around him don't think so.
Exactly. And I'm just looking at this poll, and Tyrese Haliburton was number one, followed by Rudy Gobert. And I kind of get that.
Rudy Gobert.
Like Rudy Gobert, he's the stifle tower. He's a great defensive player, but kind of a stiff on offense. Trae Young. Then you get to Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green is in a group tied with Ja Morant and Julius Randle. So some of those players on the list, and you get to Dylan Brooks, your guy. And, you know, some of these players are brash talkers who it's easy for their peers to say, oh, that guy's overrated. He's not as good as he thinks he is.
Yeah.
LeBron, 2.2% overrated.
Well, I mean, he's not better than Steph, but.
Right. So he's overrated because he's not the greatest player of all time?
Exactly.
Okay.
He's number two. Let's go to Skills in Vallejo. Hey, Skills, thanks for calling. What are you doing?
What I'm doing is my daughter's with me on spring break, and so I'm just trying to enjoy what little peace and quiet I can get in my house.
Yeah, man. Amen to that.
I love it, though. But here's the thing. I think what most of Moody was trying to say earlier about the Warriors being a better basketball team, I could be wrong, but it's not the first time I've spoken for someone else on this show before. But what I think he was trying to say was the Warriors, when they fall behind or they're struggling, they just start doing things better. They start shooting better. They start making mistakes on the floor. They work better as a team. They clean things up, and they usually, you know, more often than not, it's worked, especially since they got Butler. What the Rockets like to do, on the other hand, is when they fall behind, they're in a jam, they will pull people's pants down. They will claw and spit and dab and insult relatives and things like that. And then when that doesn't work, the head coach comes on the floor and starts picking fights with people. And that's not basketball, not the basketball, any basketball I've ever experienced. So that's what I just want to say, what my thoughts were on the Moody quote from earlier, and that the Warriors will be just fine in this series. Thank you, guys.
Yes, Gills, thank you, and good luck on the peace and quiet. Yeah, he's right. I mean, go back to that word that Steiny was using on the crossover, like, who's more talented? Oh, the Rockets are more talented. And we do. For whatever reason in sports, the word talent seems to get equated to athleticism.
Yeah.
Right? Who can jump? Who can wow you? Who got the ha-ha? That's how we decide what's talent. I think that's an absurd statement. The Rockets are more talented than the Warriors? Are you kidding me? They don't have anybody who can shoot. How the hell could they be more talented? They may be more athletic. Steph Curry? Steph Curry's not the most talented person you've ever seen in your life. He can walk into the upper deck of a basketball arena and make a shot. Like, that's a crazy statement. It's simply saying you're more athletic. And so that's not enough. And I like Skill's point, which is when a team needs to kind of dig deep and get something, the Warriors have a lot more different things they can do than the Rockets do.
And I wonder, like, about the idea of talent and what it really means, because Kevon Looney has certain talents in the league that fit with what the Warriors try to do. So if Kevon Looney was on any of the other 29 teams, maybe he wouldn't be as talented. Maybe he wouldn't even be able to play in the association. And I hope that he'll find a home outside of Golden State if they let him go in the offseason, but his talent is such that it fits perfectly with what they're trying to do. Yeah. So is GP2 suddenly more talented here than he was elsewhere, or do the Warriors just know how to use it?
Yeah, he's a great fit. He's a great fit. Eric in Vallejo. Hey, Eric, real quick, what's going on?
I want to give my two cents about Draymond being overrated. I tell everyone all the time that Steph is obviously our best player, but Draymond has been the MVP of our team the last 10 years, right? I mean, if you look at him when he's off, when the Warriors, when he's off the floor, the offense is clunky. We give up a bunch of points. So he's a quarterback for our offense and defense. The other thing you said about Warriors fans, no, he's not overrated. I kind of disagree with that. There's a lot of Warriors fans that don't like him and think he's overrated and that wanted to actually trade him the last couple of years. So I don't know why it is, but I think people just look at the numbers. They didn't get big numbers, but has a huge impact, just like Iguodala. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Eric, thanks for calling. I'm with you. I think any Warrior fan, look, you can be annoyed by Draymond Green, but you cannot dismiss Draymond Green. If you're a Warrior fan and you think that Draymond has not been an absolutely vital part of everything that's happened, quite frankly, you're crazy. You are crazy. And I question your fandom. You've let your emotion overwhelm your fandom. And all you need to do, don't listen to me. Who the hell am I? Just a voice in the room. You want to know why you're wrong if you diminish the importance of Draymond Green? Because Steph Curry disagrees with you. And Steve Kerr disagrees with you. Kevon Looney disagrees with you.
Well, the banners disagree with you.
Exactly.
And Joe Lacob and three parades in Oakland and one down Market Street disagree with you. So you can put them on your overrated list all you want. The man's got four titles.
And they don't have any of them without him, I firmly believe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.